This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he would not negotiate a delay to Brexit after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement with the EU until formal ratification legislation has passed. Reuters' Edward Barron has details.
British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. Neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
The battle over Brexit also spilled onto the streets of London, where tens of thousands had gathered to demand a new referendum.
That's Edward Barron of Reuters. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed on Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they do not withdraw during a 120-hour ceasefire.
Olursa olur.
Erdogan told a rally, "If it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left off and keep crushing the heads of the terrorists." Meanwhile, an official in the Kurdish-led self-administration of northeastern Syria said Turkey was not abiding by a U.S.-brokered ceasefire and continued shelling and airstrikes around Ras al Ain had killed 17 people in the past 2 days. Turkey agreed to a 5-day pause in its military offensive in northeastern Syria to allow Kurdish fighters to withdraw. This is VOA News. Hong Kong anti-government activists held a prayer rally on Saturday night for international help for their cause. A protest march is planned for Sunday, with organizers vowing to hold the event, even though it failed to win approval from the police. As the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's political crisis extends into a fifth month, protesters are trying to keep the pressure on the government to respond to their demands, including full democracy and an independent inquiry into alleged police brutality. They're also using Sunday's rally to raise a more recent demand for the government to scrap a ban installed this month on face masks at public gatherings. Nationwide protests in Lebanon entered their third day Saturday, calling for the removal of the country's political elite. Thousands of protesters took to the streets, blaming corrupt longtime political leaders for amassing massive wealth while they struggle with worsening living conditions, unemployment, and dilapidated infrastructure. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
After another night of violent clashes across Lebanon, anti-government protesters gathered for a third day of rage Saturday in the biggest protest the country has seen in decades. These latest protests kicked off over the rising cost of living and new tax plans. It included a fee on WhatsApp calls, which was quickly retracted after thousands took to the streets. The protests that have swept villages and towns across the country have sounded a lot like the 2011 Arab revolts that toppled four presidents. Lebanese from all sects and walks of life have been chanting for Hariri's government to go.
That's Emily Wither of Reuters. There was a heavy police presence in central Barcelona Saturday following the worst night of urban unrest in decades. Riot police patrolled Orquinana Square, where demonstrators first gathered. Police hit protesters with batons to regroup them. There was a heavy police presence also in front of the Catalan Regional High Court, where another group of protesters had gathered. Demonstrators gathered in different parts of the Catalan capital on the sixth day of protests against Spain's Supreme Court sentence of 9 separatists who staged a banned referendum on independence in 2017. And Nestor made landfall Saturday as a post-tropical cyclone after the former tropical storm spawned a tornado. It is expected to bring up to 10 centimeters of rain to inland areas. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.